Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and you're here on Mental Note. Talking about our news today, what matters in the African-American community? This is a do-over, actually, of this morning's show due to technical difficulties. But we're going to get it right this time, guys, so stay tuned, and I will be right back, right here for you, Mental Note, on this Thursday afternoon, 1:30 p.m. All right, let's jump right into it. Our news, what matters in the African-American community. Let's talk about what was on top of Essence top 10 of the things that mattered in the African-American community in 2007. The first thing being the New Deal. This is China's business with Africa skyrocketed, with the Chinese making trade and infrastructure deals across the continent, pledging $20 billion in financing. Oppositionists say the relationship reeks of colonialism, but Chinese officials and African allies call it a win-win situation. Number two is Men of Honor. Brothers made big moves in 2007. Barack Obama joined the presidential race. Deval Patrick governed Massachusetts. Forrest Whitaker took home the Best Actor Oscar. Chris Gardner's The Pursuit of Happiness was a New York Times bestseller, and Spike Lee won 3 Emmys. Three, Southern Injustice. Thousands marched in Jena, Louisiana, protesting unduly harsh criminal charges against 6 black teens for assaulting a white schoolmate after nooses were hung at their school. Number four, So Long, Brown versus Brown of Education. In June, the Supreme Court struck down public school integration plans, restricting the use of race to decide where children attend school. The ruling suggests a conservative shift in the high court since President Bush's appointment of 2 judges. Number five, Home Security. In response to Philadelphia's soaring homicide rate, which clocked 1 murder or more nearly every day this year, the city's police chief and civic leaders began recruiting 10,000 unarmed black men to patrol the streets and keep the peace. All right, guys, I'll be back with the next 5. And stay tuned right here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. This is Mental Note, our news. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody for joining me this afternoon right here on Mental Note, our news. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this afternoon we're talking about what matters in the African-American community. This is actually a do-over show of this morning's show, which you couldn't hear me. You could hear the music playing, but you couldn't hear me speaking, and that was due to technical difficulty. So I apologize for that, but we're right back at it right now. Start the show at 1:30 p.m. It'll go until 1:45. Thanks again for joining me, and we'll be right back with the next five of the list, the top 10 as reported in Essence Magazine, the December issue, the top 10 news items that mattered in the African-American community for 2007. So it's an interesting list. I thought you guys might want to hear what they had to say about the top 10 things. So please stay right where you are, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, I hope I didn't stay away too long. I'm right back here. Number six, who you calling a biot? I'm not going to say the word. Former New York Knicks executive Anucha Brown Sanders was awarded $11.6 million in a sexual harassment suit against Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas, who Sanders claimed frequently called her the B word and Madison Square Garden. He called her Madison Square Garden? I don't know. Number seven, $2.2 million, the number of families at risk of foreclosure due to subprime loans. Subprime loans are high-interest home loans given to low-income borrowers. The NAACP sued lenders for targeting blacks. Number seven. Number eight, debatable tactics. Tavis Smiley hosted two All-American presidential forums focused on minority issues. All eight Democratic presidential candidates attended the first debate, sounding off on AIDS and Katrina relief, but the top two Republican contenders were no show. Number nine, you're fired. Radio shock jock Don Imus said he was joking when he called the Rutgers University women's basketball team nappy-headed hoes in April. We didn't get the punchline. I would say not. After a firestorm of commentary from journalists, politicians, and activists, CBS canceled his show. But at press time, there were rumors of a comeback. Remember, guys, I was just talking about Don Imus and that whole big mess that he created. So now, here it is reported in Essence as well. And number 10, RIP, the city councils of New York and Irvington, New Jersey, passed resolutions banning it. The NAACP held a funeral complete with a pine coffin and headstone. Even Russell Simmons petitioned the music industry to denounce it. But despite efforts to squash it this year, the N-word keeps coming back. You know, we use the N-word as an affectionate term in the African-American community. But, you know, not as degrading, but it was initially meant for it to be degrading. So let me know what you think about that, the use of the N-word and the people in New York burying it. Give me a call, 347-215-8667, right here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and I do appreciate you joining me this afternoon. Please stay tuned. I have more for you in just a minute, okay? I'll be right back. right, guys, thanks for staying tuned. I am going to be giving you the greatest challenges to African Americans in 2008, as reported in Essence Magazine, the December issue. Have some comments from Cornell West, scholar and intellectual, Julianne Malvo, Dr. Julianne Malvo, president of Bennett College for Women, Donna Brazil, who is the Democratic strategist, Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute chairwoman, and Jeffrey Canada, president of Harlem Children's Zone. So I'll be giving you their comments on the greatest challenges to African Americans in 2008. So we're rolling out of 2007, getting ready for 2008. Some mental notes, some things for you guys to think about as the new year approaches. I will be back in just a short second, and we will get the greatest challenges to African Americans in 2008. Thank you for staying tuned. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. In a minute. Guys, so Cornell West, scholar and intellectual, says that the greatest challenges to African Americans in 2008 is poverty. Fast fact, nearly 25% of blacks live in poverty as opposed to 8.2% of whites, according to 2006 U.S. Census figures. Dr. Julianne Malvo says that she thinks the greatest challenges is going to be economic injustice. That's fact. African Americans were more than a third more likely to get a high-priced loan than white borrowers, according to a 2006 Center for Responsible Lending report. Jeffrey Canada, president of the Harlem Children's Zone, says education is going to be the challenge. That's fact. The nationwide college graduation rate for black students is 42%, as opposed to 62% for white students, according to statistics from the Journal of Blacks in Higher Education. And Donna Brazil, Democratic strategist, Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute chairwoman, says getting an education is going to be the challenge. Fast fact. In school districts serving mostly students of color, states and localities spend on average $908 less per student and $825 less in districts serving poor students compared with what they spend in districts that are wealthy and white, according to the Education Trust Fund Funding Gap 2006 report. So there you have it, the challenges to African Americans in 2008. Tell me what you think. What do you think the challenges are going to be? Give me a call, 347-215-8667. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. You're listening to Mental Note here on Blog Talk Radio. Also want to let you know to please tune in Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. for Purpose Vision. We're going to have a special guest, Cheryl, with Green Barner Designs, who's going to be giving us great design tips on how to get our house ready to be sold, get it staged and all primped up, and even if we're in the market to buy a new house, how to design it beautifully so that we have a nice, wonderful space. So I look forward to talking to you then, and thanks for joining me right here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and this is Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you then. Until then, peace and love.